Now, on 2SA Radio, what we'd like to do is prepare you, the good people of regional South Australia, for your trips around regional South Australia. So we talk to people who offer you experiences, places to see, things to do, tastes and sensations that you can experience when you're there. But let's talk about actually getting in your car and doing it. Damon Adams is joining us. So he's just come back from a family adventure through the Riverland, and he joins us to talk about it. Good morning.
Morning, Adam. How you going, mate?
I'm doing very well. You packed the kids up, the wife and everything, and got in your car and headed off to the Riverland.
That's right. We were looking for an affordable option for a holiday getaway.
Right.
And the wife got to work and did a bunch of research, and we ended up going to stay at the Big Four Caravan Park, the Riverfront Caravan Park in Renmark.
Right. On the river, of course, as the name suggests. Beautiful venue to bring the kids.
Absolutely. It was school holiday time, so they were crawling everywhere. We've got two kids of our own, a 6 and a 2-year-old. So really, we were looking for something that would engage them for a couple of days so we didn't have to rack our brains and go out and find activities for them to do the whole time. And these parks are remarkable. They're nothing like the caravan parks back from when we were kids.
Which was a paddock.
You'd have a dead mouse in the pool.
Yep.
And maybe a swing with one chain.
Right.
That's all you'd have.
Yeah.
But these places are, they've got everything.
They're destinations in and of themselves, aren't they?
Oh, they really are. And the great thing are, they're remarkably safe as well. So at the Renmark Park, we had a big jumpy pillow, plenty of playgrounds. There's not only a swimming pool, but a spa as well that the kids can actually get in and enjoy a little bit of warmth. They screen 3 movies a day in their specialized movie rooms. There's games rooms, TV rooms. There's a scooter track. I mean, I could keep going. Plus, you've got the glorious continuation of the Murray River itself.
Yeah.
So if you feel like sitting back on the banks and cast on a line,
you can do that.
Yeah.
And I guess if you're going to bring up the watercraft, perfect place for it too.
Yeah. Well, we actually hired one of the days a canoe. We felt ambitious. And hired 2 double canoes, took 1 kid each.
Right.
And got out there. There was a
Did
little bit
Did you get
bit
the 6
of,
or the 2?
I got the 6, so we took the bigger canoe,
and
we got out there and got swept away by the current a little bit and found out what physical exertion actually is on a holiday.
Bit of fitness stuff for you too. So that's at Renmark, not just the caravan park there, of course.
No, it's a beautiful town, and if you get out and about, you can meet plenty of the people that are just doing it well.
Yeah.
The Renmark Club is a great venue and sits right on the edge of the river. And I mean, if you enjoy a buffet dinner or just, you know, a pub and club meal, these guys will sort you out. It's clean, it's beautiful, and affordable too.
Okay. How much of the holiday did you get to spend just having a chat with your wife? This is the thing about taking kids.
That's right.
You generally get sent on separate duties and you go, did we even have a holiday?
That's got to be the litmus test, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And more than usual.
Oh, very good. Very good.
On the sliding scale of more to nothing, more than usual is where I'm going to settle because, I mean, 6 and 2, they're going to need a little bit of molly coddling along the way. But can I just offer everyone one piece of advice?
Yeah.
If you've got kids or grandkids and you're doing the Riverland, make a detour to Monash Adventure Playground.
Now, tell us where that is.
It is in Monash. So it's kind of on the road between Berry and Wakery.
Great.
So you head to this place, and it's kind of like an adventure playground from years gone by. It's free. It's completely volunteer and donation run.
Beautiful.
And it is unbelievable. There is a full maze in there, not a hedge maze, you know, it's the old school
timber
maze there.
Yep.
You've got swings, like, and I'm talking giant swings, not your regular run-of-the-mill swings.
Proper swings.
There's things to climb on. There's towers for the kids to go in. My jaw dropped when we went in there, and the kids just had a blast. 2 hours just gone like that.
Wow, that's great. That is something free as well.
Yeah.
Let's talk about economy. Sometimes money too tight to mention, especially if you're driving with petrol the way it is.
For sure.
How'd you go budget-wise? Low budget options or lower budget options. Budget to fun?
I think we probably did 5 days in the Riverland, accommodation and all food covered for a grand.
Great.
For a family of four, I think that is very sustainable. For us, we got to see the beautiful Riverland, and the kids had a blast.
Excellent. Has the car recovered from kids in it for 5 days?
Mate, my Tetris work is amazing.
Very good. Damon, thank you so much for sharing it. That's it, folks. We talk about all these places as one-off places, but sometimes you've got to string those together on a holiday, and that is just some of the day-to-day that you can do in the Riverland. Thank you, mate.